We read from the second chapter of Luke, beginning with the 41st verse. Listen for God to speak to you through His holy word. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast, according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his awareness and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. May God bless the reading of his holy word. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your eternal word, for your word alone is truth. Instruct us in your word that we may grow thereby, and now so remove this man that we may hear you speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Lost parents. It's the day after Christmas. Did you have a nice holiday? A holy day after Christmas, a holy day after a holy day. Yesterday we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ, the baby in the manger, the angels that would come. We celebrated those who would hear and respond. We celebrated a journey that had taken place for a very long time. We celebrated a birth story. We lit Advent candles. We illuminated the light into the world to symbolize the light of Christ going out into all creation. We celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ. That was page one of Luke. All that. We turn the page in the gospel and we find Jesus 8 days old. He's going with his parents for the ritual and rite of purification, and he is to be circumcised on that 8th day, and that is page 2 in the Gospel of Luke. And we turn to page 3, and Jesus goes from 8 days to 12 years old. He grew up so fast, I never really got to know him between the age of 8 and the age of 12. Didn't get to know how he played with his friends. Didn't get to know how he responded when he was disciplined by his parents. Didn't get to know how often he scuffed his knee. Didn't get to know what his favorite toy was. Didn't get to know what his favorite story of Scripture was. Didn't get to know anything about him. Went from 8 days old to 12 years old. I didn't get to experience the childhood of Jesus. I wish he were younger. When I was a child, I am the 3rd of 4 sons with 2 older brothers. I used to tell my parents, "I want to do what Mark and Glenn are doing." Do you know what they would say to me? "When you get older, when you get older." Now that I'm older, I wish I could do things when I was younger. You know what that's like? I wish Jesus were younger. I would have liked to have seen him grow up in the temple, know what conversations they had with him. What did they like to teach him? What did he like to sing? Instead, he goes from 8 days old to 12 years. No time to experience it. From a manger to a temple to baptism on page 4. A manger to a temple to baptism. I wish that one of the Gospels would have just begun with Jesus' birth and ended with Jesus' baptism and been the same size and the same thickness. How much more rounded would the story have been? We would have known what the wonder years were for him. You remember the old TV show when the narrator talks about his childhood? The wonder years. How wonderful a Savior's childhood must have been. But he comes to a temple at 12 years old. He has already been circumcised. At the age of 12, he would have already made, at the beginning of that year, his bar mitzvah. He would have been declared, under Jewish law, a man, full of stature and right, and therefore required as a man under Jewish law to make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the journey. 3 pilgrimages required every year. We turn to the book of Exodus, and we see in the 23rd chapter, 3 times a year you are to celebrate a festival with me. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread, says the Lord your God, for 7 days. Eat bread made without yeast, as I command you. Do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. Celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year when you gather your crops from your field. 3 times a year, all the men are to appear before the sovereign Lord. And so they were to begin their journey. 3 times a year, a pilgrimage for Passover, a pilgrimage for Pentecost, and a pilgrimage for the tabernacles. But for people at a distance, they were only required to travel to the Holy Temple once a year. Under Jewish law, which has changed now, each Jew is to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem at least once in their lifetime. But Nazareth wasn't that far, and so they were to travel 3 times a year, and Jesus is 12, and so he is supposed to go. He can't stay at home like he may have done in years past with relatives. He has to attend. They travel from Nazareth down to Jerusalem. It takes them at least a day to get there. And while they're there, they go to the temple to make sacrifice before the Lord their God, what they have done regularly throughout their life. They do that, they offer prayers, they ask for blessings, and they go back. And a day later, Jesus is not there. It takes them a day to make camp. Now, you would say as you read the text, how can a parent lose her child? How can a father lose his son? But you have to realize now the pilgrimage journey is taking place. Hundreds of people from the town of Nazareth are making their way to Jerusalem. They're caring for one another's children. They're watching over each other. It was easy for a child to get lost, and probably would have been very rare that at least one child wasn't misplaced by somebody. And they leave on the pilgrimage to go back. The women start out before the men, for they're going to go and get the camp ready and begin to make the food, because they still live in that land of terrible rolls. The men are going to converse in the temple, and they're going to come up later. And when Joseph arrives, he's wanting to see his family. And he goes to Mary and he says, Jesus. And Mary says, Jesus is with you. But he's not. They go around the camp and they begin to ask their friends, is Jesus playing with your boys? Not with our boys. Is Jesus playing with yours? Not with ours. It begins to disperse. Has anyone seen Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph and Mary of Nazareth? The day passes by and the messengers are sent from the great camp over to the tent of Mary and Joseph. We haven't seen him on this end. We haven't seen him on this end. And Mary says, better go back. It's been a day travel to make camp, a day looking for Jesus, and a day to get back to Jerusalem. The text tells us after 3 days, they find him in the temple court. Have you ever lost a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter for 3 days? If you've lost them for a short period of time, and I know you all have, what is your reaction when you find the child? Yes, you're happy, but they were irritated. And Mary says, son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. And I see Jesus, humble, wondering, kind of just asking the question, why? As 12-year-olds always ask. Why? Why are you searching for me? Where did you expect me to be? And I see Mary saying, with us. Where did you expect me to be? I'm not lost. Oftentimes, children aren't lost when they think they're lost, and they're lost when they think they're not lost. When I was a young child, we took a family vacation up to Canada, and my brother Mark was having a very bad day that day and decided that he didn't want to see Niagara Falls. And so back during that time when you didn't have to worry about things as much, my parents told him to sit down on this rock, and we're going to go see Niagara Falls, and we'll come back and get you after we look. And we could see them from a long distance away. We came back to the rock, and my brother Mark was not there. And so we did some searching. We finally found him at the Visitors Information Center at the Lost Children section. And my mother said, we told you to stay on the rock. Why did you leave? He said, a group of nuns came by and told me I was lost. I told them, I'm not lost. My mother and father told me to stay here, and they said I didn't understand and I was lost. And they made me come here. Jesus said, I'm not lost. Where did you think I would be? I'm in my Father's house. I'm with my Father. I'm in the temple. I'm in the church. Where did you expect to find me? I'm at home. Perhaps Jesus wasn't lost, but Mary and Joseph were lost. And she did not understand what he meant. Until now, all of the information about the Christ, all of the claims and the special nature that he has, all of the mission that he's supposed to do is all given by other people. The angel comes and announces. The angel speaks to Mary, and Mary proclaims. Elizabeth announces the blessing upon Jesus. Zechariah has a prophecy. The shepherds are revealed his nature, that they are to travel. Simeon recognizes that he is the Messiah before his death. Anna proclaims that he is to do great things. And now at the age of 12, without this very small section in the biblical text, we would never know that Jesus makes the claim for himself at a very early young age. Where did you think I would be? I'm in my Father's house. Luke gives us the ability in that short section of the gospel that we can find nowhere else. Jesus comes to know his own rite of confirmation. Where did you think I would be? As if Samuel's parents took him and offered him to the Lord, and he went and lived in the temple and became a great priest. Where did you think I would be? We have been through Advent searching for Messiah. And we found a baby. We went to a temple and we searched for a king and we found a boy. We search for a savior and we find a God. A time to renew your faith, to look to the fellowship of believers, to be baptized in one faith and one body. Souls no longer lost, but searching. Are you looking for Jesus Christ to be more meaningful to you in the coming year? I think that Jesus would say, "Why are you searching for me? I'm already here. I'm not lost. What are you looking for? I'm in your heart."